Hello and welcome to the first episode of You Matter, a podcast that promises you self-development, sharing of opinions and knowledge from industry experts. And talking about industry experts, with us today is an industry expert in the field of art. Now, I met this individual in the year 2015. I bumped across her in a wedding and we got talking, and in I think around 5 minutes time, she flipped out her phone and opened an Instagram page and started showing me her work, and I was floored. On our way back home, I came to know that she is a bachelor's in fine arts from the University of Philippines. She's done her master's from SNDT Mumbai, and she has worked with the biggest and the baddest names of the industry in the corporate world, helping them with their art installations. She's worked with the biggest names of Bollywood like Priyanka Chopra. She's basically a big deal. Fortunate for me is that I fell in love with this big deal, and today she is also my beautiful wife. So welcome on the show, Avantika Mathur.
Thank you very much. That was such a cute introduction.
For those of you who don't believe me that she is a topic expert, you can go to her Instagram page. That is Women Pow. At the rate WOMENPOW, and check out her work. She's also doing a lot of digital work right now, so you can just check that out, and I think then you will get the credibility that she is the right person to discuss and share her opinion on the topic of art. So welcome to You Matter, Avantika.
Thank you very much, Rayesh.
Okay, so let me just start this conversation by probably talking about the importance of art. We all know that since the beginning of mankind, art has always been a part of the human race. Our earliest knowledge of the caveman includes art in it. And even till this day, the awareness of COVID-19 is also being spread by art. So art has always been a part of the human race. How do you think art has managed to sustain the test of time? You know, so many things came and went. There were phases, there were fads, there were trends. Art as an industry has stood the test of time. How?
First of all, thanks to art. It's an amazing tool, and thank you. By a question, I remember a famous artist named Marshall Duchamp. He said, what art is, in reality, is this missing link. Not the links that exist. It's not what you see that is art. Art is the gap. So it tells you that art has always helped us fill the gaps, tell us stories which we have not seen, been to places we've never been to. And all through that, we have seen that through art. And art has withstood time, and I think till our very future, art will be telling stories of the ages and the eras that we've been through and what mankind has been through. And so, hence, it's testing through time.
Makes sense, yeah. Because I think even, actually, current situation wherein, you know, we have all cited, and I'm talking about the corporate world, we have all started funneling our spends and everything towards digital marketing, and there's a huge vortex that has now been created wherein there is a demand from people to absorb art in the form of content. So I think art has managed to camouflage its way and adapt with how times have changed and has sustained, I think, right?
So as an artist, I can tell you that we use art to serve the mind. I mean, okay, it has always been like food for the mind. It's like art is like that. I mean, right now, during this lockdown, I mean, the only way I can get out of this space is to visually go and into the art world and, you know, and make art. And that's the only channel. It's a freedom that I have. And I think people who do art and also see art feel similar way. It's a freedom to go places, to go into other people's minds, see what other people are imagining or thinking, and it opens up to your to perspectives. And I think at this point, in the present world, we all need that, different perspectives to see the world from. And I think artists do that. hence art is called a universal language.
Makes sense, because I think I agree with what you just said, wherein art takes you through a journey and it takes you through the mind of the creator or the subconscious mind of your own.
Yes.
At least that's my own experience. I might be probably daft in art, but my only relatability with art is either look to find the meaning or the story behind which the artist put that as their piece, or find a connective link between myself and that artwork.
See, I would like to change what you just said. You said that I feel daft when it comes to art. Art is for the people. It is never, it's only like through galleries and through the to sell art, the market of art has made us feel like you should know art, you should understand art, you should know big words to appreciate art. No, art is just simple. What you see, you may like. You look at the artwork, what you feel is valid. There is no right and wrong. Hence, art is a form of freedom. So there is no need to feel like that, oh, I don't understand art. Like, we have so many people and we have friends that, you know, are very well educated, everybody, and they just feel like, oh, I can't go to a gallery because I don't understand art. I'm like, that's wrong. You don't have to understand art. You just have to experience art. Feel the art, live the art. I mean, through music, like when we all tap to the same songs and we dance and like we sing along, all this is form of art. You didn't need to be educated about it. So I would just really like tell people that that, you know, enjoy art. Let it come to you. Let it help you appreciate it more. So you have to give it way for art to come into your life and be appreciative towards it. Yeah. And
okay, so now we are in the situation where the time has changed completely. 6 months back we were in a different world, and today it's turned on its head.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's in store for future. Since we have been talking about the history of art and its journey through civilizations and times and eras, how do you think, what kind of a role that art is going to play now in, you know, especially in this kind of a situation, in today's situation, what kind of a role that art is going to take on?
Art is going to take a very psychological role. It's going to help in our psychology. At this point where we are all trapped in a space, the only way we can get out is through our minds. So we need to, like, feel that way. And I think I'm gonna tell you psychology, I say, because for example Sigmund Freud, you know, a philosopher, and he said that art is you have a biology of art. When you look at an artwork, you go into somebody else's mind and you also see your own mind, because when you look at something, you question it, like, why do I like it? I don't like it. And, you know, you go through these certain things. And art, I mean, it's going through different forms. And like talking about the history of art, I think in today's world, we really need paintings and sculptures, which are a dying art anyways. We're all going towards the digital world. So I'm a visual artist. Like, I like to get dirty and down in my with my canvas and with my paints and everything. So for me, preserving this kind of art in this time is good. And technology is really helping us get art everywhere. And so in this time, I feel during this lockdown, I know how a person is feeling somewhere in the other part of the world through their artworks, or feel the emotions that we're going through, because you're in the same situation. But our perspective and our emotions and our ideas towards the same situation, we can all see, because we have Instagram, Facebook, and so many different social media platforms which are like opening up to that. So yeah.
You know, like how there was a time when the Renaissance started, there's always been a period of appreciating art, especially after a disruption in society.
Yeah.
Do you think that will also happen right now? Like, probably after COVID-19, because now people have started exploring what their likes, dislikes, whatever, on Instagram or any other platform. they have reached this point where they probably are a little more appreciative to art, and probably the history books in the future will remember this period, apart from the decisions that have been made and the history that's being written as these decisions are being made, to accumulatively give some kind of resonance of the thoughts and emotions of people. Would art be that form that is?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you see all good art, they have it has withstood hard times, harsh times, and the art which comes after talks about the harsh times and helps you get over it. And so then again, like, I would go back to this the artist I talk about, Marcel Duchamp. He came after World War II, and he said that I make artworks for the mind, and he brought fun into his art. You know, he was an artist who got a urinal and he signed his name, and he brought he got humor into art, because after the World War II, everything, it was so devastating, and it was just sad, and you could only see reflections of death and everything, because there needs to be some kind of humor. So he brought humor into art, and then you know, you start taking it lightly, and so it helped a lot in the art world at that time. And I think even what we're going to go through now, we're going to see a very different form of artwork which is going to come after this. During this, I think I've been looking at a lot of other artists, and myself has gotten into digital art at this point, is because I feel like it's a great way to channel what I'm feeling, and also like it for my mental health. And I feel art therapy is best, and therapeutic for the person who's doing it, also therapeutic person who's seeing it. And there will be a lot of changes in the art forms, and there will be an avant-garde movement, I'm sure, after this COVID-19 gets over, because a different form of era, because humanity has just got a reality check, you know. And how you said, people are more self-aware, more observant, more in touch with their emotions. So I think that will definitely help them connect to art more, because that's what art always wants you to do. It wants you to be you. It wants you to reflect what you are. Like, you look at it, and then you go into your mind, and it's a non-judgmental space, right? So let go. I mean, I think after this epidemic, this is gonna, that's one thing that people have learned, to let go and let other things come to you. Learn new things, let things heal you, you know. Find new forms or new perspectives to what you want to do and how you perceive the world.
Good. So, since we have touched this, I want to ask you, and this is mainly for the people who, like I said, are still finding their journey and their relation with art, and probably want to pursue, you know, a journey with art. What do you think the industry altogether, I mean, COVID-19 keeping aside, just with the boom of technology over the past, say, 2 decades? You know, I mean, I've seen that art has started to take some exemplary changes, like wherein you have art exhibitions virtually now. You also have AR, augmented reality artworks. You know, you have virtual reality artworks. It's changing. Now, there was a phase where, you know, art moved into a canvas, then it moved outside the canvas to the streets. And now there's a point where it's coming into your screens. Where do you think this industry is going to head? You know, what's the industry going to, like, for, say if I'm an artist, I mean, I'm a person who wants to pursue art, what should be my promising aspects that I should look into?
See, art is again, like, it's subjective to its form and to the artist itself. Like, for example, with time, like how you say, technology and AI, a lot of artists have adapted that. They're like, you know, to get into a new skill, into a new form to express, because it's more modern and it's more contemporary. And a lot of artists who also dabble in the old ways. Like, for example, I said, like, I'm painting, and when I'm painting, for me, I can just change my forms, you know, from canvas to paper, and now I do wall painting. And now for me, my new medium is you know, body painting, and you know, I paint new forms now. And I think, so people who are interested in the art and want to get into it, it's really upon what you want to do and how you would like to see yourself as an artist and where you fit in. Because in the art world, everybody has a space, because we are so many people and the likes and dislikes are many. So art will keep on changing, and the forms of art will also keep on changing. No matter, even like adapting new technologies. That's something that a lot of artists are doing, and I'm really trying. So that hence I got into the digital art, and it's quick, it's fast, it's great, like ideation. And but art is also kind of in this journey has there's no definition to it, right? I mean, what is art now? There are a lot of people who say like, oh, look at this cigarette butt, you know, on the floor, and then you frame it in a gallery, and then that becomes art. Or you're just like making digitalizing it and put it on Instagram, that becomes art. So art is very subjective to time, to form, to space. So the for futuristic, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I get the idea of it being subjective and everything, but see, if it's being used to express your emotion, whatever form it be, whatever you're comfortable, makes sense. But as you said, you also are adapting to the new technology, trying to go into the digital space. For a person who wants to make this their livelihood, someone who wants to live off art. Now, I know this is a very controversial question because rumor has it that all artists starve, but you have been doing a fabulous job. You have climbed and are now at the top of that pyramid. What would be your tips to give someone who wants to pursue this as a strong career option?
Digital art definitely is something that is a great career option right now, because the more digital the world is getting, everybody requires digital art in every in all industries. I think that's something that you can do. But also a suggestion to our artists is like, you can always make your own space. Like I would say, because I mean, you make your own space in art. It's not necessary that you have to follow a particular way of doing it. Like digital art is one, but like for example, when I'm getting into body art, there's something like I want to pursue it because I like it and I want to make it, and I would continue doing it. And I will, when other artists look at it, they would want to do body art as well. So it's like just find your own space. I mean, that will be my suggestion to artists. Like, the need to be like somebody, or I want to do this, or I want to become like this, it's tough in the world because it's changing. Like every few days, art is changing. What art means is changing. And the industry of art is also changing. A few years back, you have to be a gallery artist to be known. But then now you are a street artist, then you're known. So it's just changing. So, yeah, you could just make your own space if you want to become an artist.
Okay. So something that I think, and I don't know if there are people out there like me, but until you walked into my life, I really never knew how to judge art. And when I say judge, I don't mean to be a critic. I mean to say how to open myself to, connect with that artwork. There are a lot of people who see artwork, like say street art. There are so many people who probably walk by the work that you have done, and I know you touch lives of those who are receptive to it, but there are people who walk right past it. Probably tomorrow, if they know what they're supposed to look into, when they see an artwork, how they're supposed to connect themselves with it, they probably would, the appreciation towards it might increase. So what would your tips be like? What do you look when you look into an artwork?
I like artworks which engage me. So again, it goes back to the viewer. It goes back to the person who's looking at the art. What interests me, and what is that something that I like? A person who loves colors will get attracted to a really colorful artwork. A person who probably likes forms would like form. They're like the new love for art, like to photorealistic works. People are just amazed by the skill of painting. Like, how can a person, copy a picture? So it really depends on what the viewer's likes and dislikes. So it is what you love it to be.
So let me tackle this in a different way. Like you just mentioned, super realistic, hyper realistic work. Whether you understand art or you don't understand art, you can definitely understand skill. So you definitely appreciate that. But say something like surrealism.
Yeah.
All right. How do you appreciate something like surrealism? And considering you're a surreal artist, how do you connect with surrealism?
I connect surrealism because it's a narrative. For me, when I see too many things in a painting, or I always question, like, why has the artist made it here? Like, why here? Why this color? And they're like, surrealism is like unrealistic realistic objects in an unrealistic setting. So now you look at this surreal painting and you'll be like, yeah, I don't understand it, but give it time. Look at it and then you give 5-10 minutes, you're like, oh, maybe the artist is trying to say something. Okay, there's it's matching. Oh, okay, maybe this person tried. So that is what the artists want. Like, as a surrealist, that's what I want. I want to engage people in a narrative. Like, I'm trying to tell a story. It's not necessarily what I paint, the viewer will, you know, understand exactly what I'm saying. That's impossible because you can't get into my mind and know. Unless that's what I want you to feel. But other than that, it's really how you look at it. Like, for example, I put a lot of like key into my paintings. When there's a key there, people will be like, oh, it's a key. Or maybe there's a lock somewhere. Or okay, means that opening doors. Okay, so that object is more than what it is, right? So it gives you an idea. So it's like bring ideas together. It's like forming a poem or writing a story. It's like that narrative. So I like it. For me, an artwork is great if it engages me for like 15-20 minutes. Like, I'm not like just walking past it like, oh, beautiful, lovely, yeah, bye. So I go to galleries. It's not necessarily I have read art for 8 years. I've been educated about it. I don't appreciate or love each and every artwork. So the artwork needs to be engaging, and an artwork is engaging individually to different people. How it engages you is going to be very different from what engages me. So it's just subjective to the viewer.
Cool. Okay, so now that you also know that this podcast is very centric towards understanding new subjects as well, which we have done for a while, but also talking about people, about self-development. So this would be the final thing that I want to hear from you is, how do you think art can play a role in a person's self-development?
Oh, I think art is great for self-development because all this while we as human beings have the tendency to just take in and no way to channel out. So, and I think when you have a form of art in your life, you have a way to channel out. You will channel things that you didn't know you were capable of. It could be any skill. Like, when we say art, it's, of course, it's very varied. And I am talking definitely in visual art. So I will say painting and sketching and drawing. And I also believe in art therapy. And I tell this to people. Having art in your life is fantastic. It is going to make you feel lighter, much more better, happier, definitely. So pick up a form of art and really go for it and explore. And there is no right and wrong. Ye acha lag raha hai, is this bura lag raha hai. There's no bad and right and wrong. So just go for it. Like, jump into it and enjoy it. It's really just enjoying it. Yeah.
Okay, for those of you all who are listening, Avantika has tried her level best to get me into art as well.
Yes, I have.
2 years and still trying. But one thing that I must say is, surrounded by art, because for me, I see art from the day from the moment I wake up. It's right above my, above my bed. It's all across my house. And it's something that I love seeing my wife work on. So I see art all around me, and I, although I'm not a person who can ever probably express, but having art just surrounding me, I know, makes me a much more complete person. Hence the reason as well why I wanted episode 1 of You Matter to talk about art, because my personal experience, I think just being surrounded by art, just having that kind of a vibe around me, really, I feel, makes me a better person, makes me push my thought of creativity. As a serial entrepreneur, it pushes me to think differently. And I want this as a takeaway to everyone listening to the first episode of You Matter. Thank you so much, Avantika, for giving your time. I know you have no other option because you're stuck in a room with me. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rish.
Yeah, and for those of you who didn't get an opportunity to take down her Insta handle, it's WOMENPOW. Check it out. She, not just because she's my wife, she's an amazing human being. She's a good Samaritan. Right now, in this lockdown, she's out there helping the people. She's standing for elections to be a point of change. So do follow her, a true inspiration in my life as well. Yep. Thank you so much, and hope to see you all in episode 2.